the voice of Berks and Beyond.
Welcome back as we kick off hour number two of Feedback, your on-air town square, here on The Voice of Berks and Beyond, 830 WEEU. Good morning, everyone. I'm Bill Saunders, along with Sean Tansky. Our phone numbers here are 610-374-8800. Toll free if you're calling from out of the area, 888-401-0459. And our exclusive text number here, if you want to text in your opinion, is 484-650-3373. And now I'm very honored to have as my guest Ken Weinstein, president of Philly Office Retail. Now, they have been involved in renovating and restoring more than 350 vacant and deteriorated commercial and residential units in the Philadelphia region during the past 30-plus years. And we're going to talk with Ken about that and also his plans for some properties here in Reading. Ken, good morning. Welcome to Feedback today.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on board. We appreciate the time that you're sharing with us today. So give us a little bit of history. I've already shared a blurb about Philly Office Retail. Share with us the history of this group that you founded.
Well, I've been a real estate developer now for past 37 years, and we focus on adaptive reuse of buildings. A lot of them are historic, but certainly not all of them. I have no problem with new construction, but I believe that we should try to reuse buildings rather than demolishing them and building new whenever possible. But Philly Office Retail is located here in the Germantown section of Philadelphia, Northwest Philly, and we have focused in the past in Germantown, Mount Airy, West Philly, and Upper Darby and Norristown. So we're really looking forward to getting involved in Reading, and hopefully this is the first of many projects.
Now, we're going to talk further about the properties in Reading that you're buying, and you're buying them from the city of Reading. But you mentioned Germantown, and in doing some reading for this segment today, I see that there is a government-owned blighted property in Germantown, the YWCA there, that you've mm-hmm. taken an interest in. Can you give us some background as to what's going on with that project?
Yeah, typical of the types of projects that we focus on, because our mission at Philly Office Retail is blight removal. And the Germantown YWCA has been vacant and deteriorated for the past 20-plus years. It's currently owned by the city. The city has not been able to make improvements to the property. So we're using state legislation, often referred to as Act 135, to try to push the city to do the right thing and remove the blight from the building.
Now, here in Reading, there are five parcels along the 400 block of Penn Street in downtown Reading that you're buying from the city of Reading. They're historic properties, and it seems like it fits right in with the philosophy of Philly Office Retail, of what you want to do with these buildings. Share with us, first and foremost, why come to Reading?
We've heard a lot of great things about Reading. It is what we consider a middle neighborhood, meaning it's not a hot neighborhood that's gentrifying, and it's also not a struggling neighborhood. It's a neighborhood that needs a push forward, that needs revitalization. And if we can turn around some key buildings in downtown, like these buildings on Penn Street, then we're hoping it'll catch on and other developers will come in and there will be more investment into downtown Reading.
And now the properties that we're talking about here, some are in very bad shape, are they not?
Yes.
So share with us what your plans are. And are you going to demolish any of these buildings, or are you going to use all of them?
Yeah, unfortunately, three out of the five buildings will need to be demolished in the rear. I've only demolished two buildings in my 37 years of real estate development, so it's really a last resort for us. But for anyone who has either seen these buildings from up above and the cave-ins of the roof, or have been stepped inside, or at least tried to step inside, they would know how bad they actually are. So our game plan, though, is to keep the front facades, which are historic and in relatively good condition, so that there is not an interruption of the commercial activity along the street. The two buildings that are in much better condition that can easily be renovated are the Farmers Trust building, which is a pretty wonderful, tall one-story building. And then at the corner is the nine-story building that was last used for offices.
And the usage that you're going to have for these buildings, can you share with us what you're planning on doing?
Yeah, it's hard to know until we put them on the market, but I would love to see the Farmers Bank building made into maybe an indoor urban food court or a small music venue or a craft brewery, something like that, that would really take advantage of the grand scope of the space inside. In terms of the nine-story building, again, some sort of commercial use on the first floor, maybe a sit-down restaurant, something destination-oriented. And then above, we estimate we would be able to renovate it into 78 residential units.
Let me ask you this, because these properties have been vacant for many, many years, and while they've been owned by the city of Reading, is there anything in particular that you communicated to the city itself that finally allowed them to say, okay, we're going to put these properties on the market now and sell them?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I think what sold them on us is how much experience and know-how Philly Office Retail has in this adaptive reuse world. It's not a lot of developers have that ability to take something that was used for a different purpose, renovate it, and be able to see what it can be. So I think the City of Reading and City Council were able to understand that this is what we do, and this is their opportunity to do the right thing with these buildings.
Now, you've got the area that Alvernia University has right near those
yes.
buildings. Alvernia is College Town is what I'm referring to. Anything in particular that you're planning on doing with the buildings that abut to that area, that College Town building?
Well, there's a wonderful courtyard between the last of our buildings and the Alvernia building. I have had discussions with the past president of Alvernia and actually about to have a discussion with the current president of Alvernia, because whatever we do with our properties has to have really good synergy with Alvernia. They have all these students coming and going. They have administrative staff. I would love to have retail and restaurant space available to them. I would love to see some of their students living in the apartments that we're going to build. So having Alvernia there was really encouraging to us as we were doing this project.
As a developer, and I'll be honest with you, you're the first developer that I've ever had the opportunity to talk with. So I'd love to get a feel for the process involved here. When you come into a town like Reading, and you propose to buy properties and develop them further for future use, do you contact retailers and businesses ahead of time to gauge their interest and sharing with them what your plans are for those buildings before you make any changes or what? How is it done?
I would say we start more broad than that. We talk to stakeholders in Reading. We talk to whether it's the Chamber of Commerce, city officials, other developers, real estate brokers. Those are the people that we contacted in order to do our due diligence. But you are correct that you do a significant amount of due diligence before taking a step like this. Because it's a big project, and it's a new city for us, and we don't take it lightly.
So what did you learn from those conversations that you've had?
I've learned that the city of Reading has had a lot of struggles in the past, but at the same time, I've learned that if there's one thing that everyone agrees with is they are hell-bent on revitalizing downtown Reading. So everyone's on the same page. Everyone may not be on the same page how to get there, but I think that we can stay above the fray and just focus on this project. And by bringing good uses that are destination-oriented, we can help pick up Reading. And what we've seen in other communities in which we have developed, other developers, other government officials, take our lead and start investing in the way that we're investing.
Speaking of investing, financing, where's the financing coming from for this project? Are you able to share that with us?
Sure. That is the big challenge here. And I'll be honest, it's very different than other projects that we have done. We tend, as Philly Office Retail, tend to not take government money other than historic tax credits, state and federal. In this case, we have a roughly $14 million funding gap that we need to close in order to start this project. So we have 18 months in order to do this. But we would obviously not take on this project and start spending money on due diligence and architectural and all that kind of stuff if we didn't think that we could raise this $14 million funding gap. The city and city council and chamber of commerce are hell-bent on helping us go after local, county, state, and federal dollars to raise this $14 million and get this project going.
So you said 18 months. So we're looking at what, 2026 before the start of the project at the earliest?
That's correct. We have 18 months to put our finger on the financing and grants and low interest loans necessary to make it work. And assuming we can, then we can get going.
And how much of this space would be for residential use?
Just the second through ninth floor, excuse me, of the building closest to, I believe it's Fifth Street, would be used for residential. Everything else would be used for commercial space on the first floor.
So how many potential residents could we be looking at that would be added to the city of Reading? Do you have an idea?
We're looking at roughly 78 apartments. So if you multiply that times, you know, 1.5 or 2, that would give you the total number of residents that we expect.
Okay. And when you first came into Reading, can you share with us what your initial reaction was to the downtown area?
I mean, what I saw was, an improved area that clearly the city has spent a good bit of money improving. It was clean, but there was clearly a lack of restaurants and retail that I would want to use. We were blown away by Goggle Works. We got a tour. We were blown away by the Santander Center and we drove up to the Pagoda, which we instantly fell in love with. So I think Reading has a lot of treasures that need to be highlighted. And if we can bring more people downtown, they're going to fall in love with it the way we did.
You mentioned $14 million. Is that the total cost for the purchase price for these properties, Ken?
No, the total project cost, most of which is construction, would be around $25 million. $14 million is the funding gap that we have to raise. I mean, at the end of the day, and we're used to this in parts of Philadelphia, where the market rents are not high enough to justify the expensive renovation of the building. So that's why there's a funding gap that needs to be met before we can move ahead.
And what happens if you're not able to meet that funding gap?
We would not move ahead. But we also, as I said, we're confident that we can make this happen. Otherwise, we wouldn't be spending the next 18 months doing this due diligence and trying to raise the money. I mean, I have better things to do with my time, so we pick and choose our projects very carefully, and we rarely choose a project that we don't see through to the end.
So you feel certain that this is going to become reality?
Certain is a tough word, but I would give it a 80 or 90% chance that this is going to happen.
And
there's a lot of work in the next 18 months.
Now, speaking of work, let's assume that this goes through, and now you begin construction in 2016. Any ideas to how long it's going to take you to complete the project?
Yeah, we're looking at about 6 months to design, 12 months of construction, and then probably another 6 months to fully lease out all the apartments and commercial spaces. So the total project length is about 3.5 years, which sounds like a long time, but in the development world, it's not, especially when you're working with government subsidies.
Sure, that makes sense. So we're looking at what, 2029, 2030 by the time it's done?
Sounds about right.
Okay.
And there's always that possibility you can finish the apartments before you finish the more timely parts of the project.
And if you did finish the apartments first, would they be available for occupancy?
Absolutely. We're looking at market rate housing. We're looking at studio ones and two bedroom apartments.
Any way especially given the proximity to Alvernia's College Town, would you be marketing these apartments to college students possibly, or no?
Yeah, absolutely. That's partly why I want to have a discussion with the new president of Alvernia. But also, they have a substantial number of professors and administrative staff that work on the same block that I'm sure would love to walk one block to work. I think that's an obvious place to market these apartments.
Ken, is there anything I didn't ask that you'd like to include this morning?
No, I would just say that we're really excited to get started. It took us around 2 years from the time that we responded to the city's RFP to signing an agreement of sale on the properties. And we're currently in the process of interviewing architects and funding consultants. Within the next 2 weeks, we plan to hire both so we can get them going.
Are you looking locally for that?
Yes. Yes, very much. We need both. We need an architect and a funding consultant who know the local stakeholders, know the local players, and we plan to work closely with them to make it all work.
Well, Ken, we look forward to seeing this become reality and what you're able to do with the properties that you're buying there. And I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, and look forward to talking more about this project.
Ken Weinstein, president of Philly Office Retail, with us today. Ken, again, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye now. We'll be back with more feedback on this Tuesday morning in just a bit. Stay with us.
Serving Paoli, Glenmore, Coatesville, and all of Chester County, this is News Talk 830, WEEU.